Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Lighter side of the news, Christine and Salt. Salt, you got some good stuff for us today?
I got some stuff for you. I'm not going to put the moniker of good on it because some of it's all over the map today. This is some crazy stuff. I don't know if you're like me, but when...
No, I'm not. Not at all.
When fast food chains tell you what they're discontinuing, sometimes you feel like a piece of your heart has been ripped out.
Well, yes.
Yeah, Taco Bell, they discontinued the beloved caramel apple empanada.
They also play with my heart when they take the nacho fries off and on. Off.
Just keep them. They're awesome. Everybody loves them.
Leave the nacho fries alone.
Yes. The triple double crunch wrap is coming back.
Okay.
But some menus, they've killed it off. So it's like, you know, it's always a hit and miss depending on which one you go to.
As long as they don't touch the cheesy gordita crunch, I won't hurt anyone.
But there is a glimmer of hope on the horizon.
What's happening?
Right now, they are testing in Birmingham, Alabama, a box of nachos. Now, this isn't just regular nachos. This is a gigantic vat of nachos. It is $8. So,
that's expensive for Taco Bell.
Yeah, imagine in Taco Bell. That's got to be gigantic.
That is gourmet meal in Taco Bell world.
Yeah, it's got the seasoned beef, the gooey nacho cheese sauce, sour cream, pico de gallo, guac, refried beans, all of it for $8. The good people of Birmingham, don't ruin this for the rest of us.
I just have one question about this presentation.
Yeah.
Is the cheese layered throughout the chips? Or is it one glob on top? Because
it's viscous, so it can go anywhere. It gets in all the cracks.
I don't even know what that means, but it sounds good.
All right. Now, there's a woman who tried to get even with her boyfriend after a dispute.
Yeah.
So she had his credit card.
Oh,
she
yes.
She went out to a restaurant.
Charge it up?
Well, it wasn't that she charged it up for the meal. It was the $5,000 tip that she left.
Oh!
Yes, she added a $5,000 tip to her dinner tab at a Florida cafe, and the court is now saying the felony charges are dropped. I guess
was she an authorized person on that card?
I don't know. They're just saying that nope. This is the facts of the case say that she does not deserve a felony for this. I guess that he probably disputed the tip and
unauthorized
they didn't get it.
Charge,
but. Imagine doing that. Like, you look at your receipt for your credit card, the next day, and you're like, wait, what?
That is insane.
What just happened?
I saw the picture, by the way, of the story you did yesterday of the woman who sleep swallowed her wedding ring.
Oh, yeah.
That ring was gigantic.
Yeah, that's not a ring you want to
eat.
It was
like a 3-carat ring.
Definitely not a ring you want to eat.
Yeah.
All right, I told you about this stupid survey, one of these useless surveys that come out that tell you common sense type of stuff. You make bad decisions on an empty stomach.
Yes, you do. Hangry.
According to a new survey, if you make a big decision, eat donuts first. This is out of Scotland. Apparently, they got a lot of free time on their hands.
I guess I should go get that Monte Cristo sandwich.
You know what? I don't believe this study already because it's out of Scotland and they're home of haggis and nobody wants to eat that garbage. So they're always hungry there.
I'm interested in trying haggis, I think.
I had a little snippet of it once and it wasn't atrocious, but it wasn't great.
All right.
But yeah, people are generally, when they're generally hungry, they should not make decisions.
This is why you should not go grocery shopping an empty stomach.
Exactly.
Yeah, we've known this.
All right, I got a couple more stupid criminals for you, and these are from two completely parts of the world, two completely different age demographics.
All right.
First one, a couple in Florida was arrested for biking drunk on Friday.
This is fantastic.
They were handcuffed and put in the back of a police cruiser. Now, a lot of times when you're put in the back of a police cruiser, the cops have to go do other stuff. They have to assess the scene.
Yeah, they
have to write a report.
They leave you there for a
minute. They leave you there because you're locked in the car.
You're locked in. You can't get out.
Well, this couple, apparently they were so inebriated. They were 31 and 35 years old, respectively. They decided, you know what better to do in the back of a police car?
No.
Let's get it on.
No.
Yes, the cops came back to find them in coitus.
That's a horrible word.
Yes. So I think they're
looking at... Double the charges, double the fun.
They're looking at a few extra charges. Now we go across the pond to England. There is a couple, a man that was 64 years old and a woman that was 57, who were drunk on the train home and busted performing acts to each other.
Oh, my.
Multiple acts.
Right there in the open?
Multiple times.
On the train. Was it the express or the local train?
It was a local because there's a lot of kids on it.
A lot of kids.
The judge said, I have taken into consideration the fact of your age, but also the fact that there were children on the train. They are actually going to avoid jail time in that situation as well. I am not going to tell you what the acts were, but let me tell you.
We can imagine.
Aggressive. That's all I'm going to say.
That's frightening, because we've seen some frightening things on trains over the years.
Yeah, I don't.
But I've never, thankfully, experienced that.
Woo woo!
96.5 TIC.